Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P. As always, we appreciate you stopping by, and if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're always free and available at iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio, and at CollegeToPro.com. Today, we're going to be joined with an outstanding prospect. He's very versatile. He's able to play both sides of the interior on the defensive and offensive side of the ball, and it's Appalachian State Tyson Fernandez. He's going to be calling in, and we're going to get underway finding out more about this prospect, and he's why he could be a guy that your favorite team drafts or has on their roster as we move forward to the big show April 27th through the 29th in Philly. 3 days of draft blitz for the people in the city of brotherly love as they get this thing underway and it starts to become a traveling show. And I'm going to tell you right now, mark our words, 502-313 of 2017. It will not be long once that contract expires in Indianapolis before that NFL combine is on the road too. It's surely the wheels are in motion. The NFL is trying to turn that into a big time event. They had the convention center in Indianapolis just filled with all the NFL experience. They allowed fans to witness and watch the bench press, and it's just a matter of time where the finesse and fine-tuning of all these events be something that fans will witness live with their own eyes. And again, it's just a matter of time. But you heard it here. I might not be the first to say it, but I know I'm one of the ones thinking it. And like I said, so you'll know the day and show. Once again, Tyson Fernandez, he's going to be calling in. We're going to talk some draft. And we've had a great year so far, a lot of prospects, and we continue to have more throughout the day. We've been working on the mock draft, free agencies involved, so obviously a lot of things changed from how teams might have attacked the draft prior to free agency opening it up on the 9th, and there's still plenty of names. A large portion of these running backs are still unsigned just because of the depth and talent of this upcoming draft class. So it's a bad time to be a free agent running back. We know from last season, some of these guys really cashed in. I mean, Murray still got a great deal. Chris Ivory, Doug Martin. I don't think these guys would be sniffing that type of cash if this was 1 year later, just because the fortitude of strong running backs in this particular class kind of really hampers what these second contracts are going to occur in terms of some like Peterson or Jamal Charles, what another contract may. But with that said, like I said, definitely not the best time to be a running back on the free agent market. Tyson is unable to call into the show today. We will reschedule with him because we're at the 12:30 mark now, but right around the 10-minute mark. By then, it's 5 minutes of the show, nearly half of it without him and just me. So we look to reschedule so we get a full show of him so we can feature him and find out all the intangibles and qualities that he brings to the NFL draft table and how it was playing at Appalachian State being a Mountaineer. So like I said, a lot to take in with him and that versatility thing. Love versatility, especially at this part in the process. I mean, the more things you can do, the more value you add. I mean, if a team can kind of get a 2-for-1 guy or they just see the versatility, I mean, that shows athleticism. So, you know, there's different things. It shows good football IQ. There's different things that just kind of fall in line with being a guy who's able to do different things. So, you know, you adapt well, you're coachable. I mean, those are just some of the things that just speak when you're able to kind of do different things on the football field. And those are just some of the things we touch the base on. And I'm sure he could kind of diagnose what he does to a finer extent. And that's why we love having these guys on, kind of going under the hood and finding out what makes these kids tick and why they're guys that everybody's, excited about. Tomorrow will be a YSU Pro Day. And let's see. I mean, the Pro Days are underway. I think next week we got Pitt, Kent State, and Akron. And like I said, and Duquesne's, because Duquesne will be right before Pitt's pro day, so a couple of 4 pro days next week, but all cohesive and logistically put that way. That way, scouts, myself included, don't have to travel all over. You just kind of stop at Duquesne's in the early morning, have them do what they do, then you just kind of roll across the bridge, find out what the Pitt guys are doing. Same thing with Kent State. You know, you arrive there in the morning, have these guys do their workout, drive over to Akron. Boom, 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 you're done. So I think that's on a Friday. So like I said, and I think Wednesday is the PA guys. But we are at the 10-minute mark, and we have not got the, so we will simply reschedule with him. I apologize, but I know training, schoolwork, a lot of things come up for these young men because their time is very scarce. But again, we appreciate him affording us the opportunity to speak, and we will speak to him next time he comes on. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show.